Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello and welcome to this new episode, Beyond Asanas, how the felt sense of safety transforms your yin yoga practice. When you come into a yoga pose, what truly matters is whether your body feels safe enough to soften. And that safety isn't an idea you can think your way into. It's a felt sense, a deep, quiet knowing in your nervous system that says, I don't have to be on guard right now. And without this felt sense of safety, no posture, no sequence, no external cues will invite the calm we are longing for. We all know what it's like to feel unsafe. The shallow breath, the tight jaw, the restless mind scanning for what could go wrong. But have you noticed what happens when your body does feel safe? Your breath might soften. Your muscles loosen their grip. Your mind starts to trust that it doesn't need to control everything. This is where healing begins. Not because the body is forced to relax, but because it's given the conditions where relaxation arises on its own. In trauma-informed yoga, we work with those conditions intentionally. We use language that invites instead of instructs. We slow down. We give space for emotions that show up, whether that's tears, frustration, or deep stillness. And we remember that regulation isn't about staying calm all the time. It's about having the flexibility to move through different nervous system states and return to safety when ready. Why this matters in healing spaces. Too often, yoga has been presented as a way to fix yourself by getting calmer, stronger, or more flexible. But in case of unprocessed trauma or chronic stress, that approach can feel dismissive or even unsafe. Imagine being told just relax when your body is flooded with stress hormones, or being encouraged to let go when your nervous system is holding on for dear life because that's what kept you safe in the past. These common cues can bypass the reality of the body and leave one feeling unseen. The felt sense of safety changes that. It meets people where they are, honors the body's wisdom rather than pushing it toward a shape or state it is not ready for. And in doing so, it creates the conditions where deep healing becomes possible. One of the biggest misunderstandings I see in the wellness world is the idea that regulation means being calm all the time. But your nervous system wasn't built for that. It was built for adaptability. A regulated nervous system isn't stuck in stillness. It's fluid. It can move into activation when needed and can drop into rest when the circumstances allow. In yin yoga, when the environment communicates safety, your nervous system feels free to move through these cycles. That might look like a wave of sadness or a sudden surge of energy or finally a long exhale into quiet and stillness. Each of those are part of regulation. Each of those are healing. When we stop pathologizing these shifts and instead welcome them, the practice becomes a mirror for life itself, sometimes intense, sometimes tender, always changing. This is why safety, attunement, and trauma awareness matter more than the most creative sequence. Because your body doesn't care about the cleverness of a flow. It cares about whether it feels safe enough to unfold. The paradox is that the postures in Yin Yoga are not the point. They are containers. What happens inside those containers is what transforms. The felt sense of safety, the permission to choose, and the gentle unwinding of emotions that were held for too long. When you, as a practitioner or teacher, prioritize safety before shapes, you give the body what it truly has been waiting for, the chance to trust again. This approach requires us to shift how we measure progress. Instead of asking, "How do I get deeper into this pose?" we ask, "Did my body feel safe enough to soften, even just a little?" Instead of forcing flexibility in the hips or spine, we honor flexibility in the nervous system. Instead of chasing a posture, we notice the subtle shifts in breath, emotion, and presence. This doesn't always look glamorous on the outside. Sometimes it looks like quietly crying in a pigeon pose. Sometimes it looks like lying still in constructive rest pose while others move on. But this is the real yoga, not the performance of shapes, but the practice of meeting yourself fully, as you are, with the felt sense of safety as priority. If you would like to experience this for yourself, I created the Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset, a practice designed as a safe entry into this way of working with Yin Yoga. It's not about pushing deeper or achieving postures. It's about discovering what unfolds when your nervous system feels supported. I'm sharing the link to the Yin Reset in the description and invite you to give this practice a try. If today's episode resonated with you and curious to experience how this works in practice, I invite you to explore it through my free resource, the Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset. This experience combines short comprehensive theory, a guided Yin Yoga practice based on my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, and the reflection journal to integrate your experience. I will share the link of this free experience in the description, along with all my other resources. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.